This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We can check in now with what you're talking about on the program. And yesterday we had a discussion of a controversial bill in Arizona taking control of educational curriculum policy, basically a bill that would eliminate a particular ethnic studies program at a Tucson school district. And to get at the heart of what's at stake, our producers caught up with Sandra Cisneros, a Mexican-American author whose literature is actually a part of that soon-to-be-eliminated Chicano studies program's curriculum.
I know from the students that speak to me and that have read my work the life-changing effect seeing yourself in a book can have. So I'm a little bit saddened about, not for myself, but what it's going to mean to young people to not see themselves as part of American history.
Well, in reaction to those voices, we heard a lot from our listeners who called 877-8-MY-TAKE to share their opinions.
This is Anthony from Detroit. My take on Arizona's new law is some white Americans are becoming so paranoid that they're no longer becoming a minority, that they're pulling out all the stops that they can to cement their future in this country because they fear that they're losing themselves.
This is E. Franklin Garner from Laverne, Tennessee. If our history, the history allegedly of this country, had included everyone from the beginning, and a complete history, we wouldn't have these discussions now. I think it's a disgrace what they're doing in Arizona. The governor ought to quit.
And they are only echoing what a lot of our listeners said, but what's a conversation without the other side?
This is Isaac from Bronx, New York. I think American history should be taught in a uniform manner to everybody. I'm of very mixed descent. If we want to learn more about our own people or our own histories, then we should do that on our own separately.
There's a thought.
The core curriculum and the electives.
Yeah, right. Angel from Miami writes to thetakeaway.org. I'm an Hispanic, and I've met other Hispanics, mostly of Mexican descent, who have displayed what I can only describe as, quote, culturally segregated. They believe the American people and or government are against people of Hispanic origin. I don't feel this way, and do not like the fact that African and Hispanic American histories are taught separately from regular American history. I think those who study these courses have trouble seeing how each ethnic group relates with other groups. That's from Angel from Miami.
So here's a listener who described himself as X from X in Nevada. He posted this, or she. Why not teach white solidarity? How about teaching oppression and slavery of whites, especially by Muslim cultures? Why not? Because it is racial supremacy and balkanization. We don't allow whites to teach racial or ethnic solidarity, racial resentment, or racial victimization. But if it is allowed to some ethnic and racial groups, it will spread to all. The danger is that whites take a lesson from this. Now, why'd you have to say X there?
I think it's touchy. I think it's controversial. And I think there are a couple of sides on this one. So what do you think? Keep the conversation going, because we really do love to hear your voices on this or on anything. Go to our site, thetakeaway.org, on facebook.com/thetakeaway, or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Maybe if we did a better job of teaching ethnic studies of all different sorts in our schools, maybe we wouldn't have a need to segregate out one or two and then say that they were unconstitutional or illegal. This is Alan, Oklahoma City.
New way to reach us as of today, texting. Today's text away. What should we be reading on the reading text for the Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan? You can get the conversation started by texting the word TAKE to 69866. Then we'll tell you what to do from there. That's TAKE to 69866. Standard message and data rate may apply.